Welcome to the Commercial Real Estate Podcast with your host, The Mindful Investor.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of the Commercial Real Estate Podcast with your host, The Mindful Investor. Today is our monthly episode dedicated to coaching. I think one tool I mentioned and a tool I use myself is mindset shifts are affirmations. I use daily affirmations to enlarge my horizon and to create the reality that I want to manifest around me. Those affirmations, I use those daily affirmations to influence my mood and mindset by repeating those sentences. One thing I do too is I try to modify them on a regular basis so they don't become repetitive and lose their meaning. So that's another piece of advice I would encourage you to do around affirmations. But by using affirmations, and because our thoughts ultimately decide on our reality, those affirmations can help alter our thoughts and shift our thoughts, shifts our attitudes towards life and generate a way more positive attitude, a way more growth-centered perspective. What I do with those daily affirmations, I try to put myself in a frame of mind that is positive and looks at difficulties as opportunities to grow, opportunities to learn, and become a better businessman. Ultimately, those difficulties will lead me to new experiences, and I can lean on this acquired experience to help others along their journey, or I'll make sure to remember them if I'm faced with similar situations. And I think framing is important. I try to frame the difficult projects I'm dealing with in terms of I will overcome or succeed to remove the doubts out of my mind and help me pull through. And this is difficulties and setbacks are actually where growth happens, and it's like a muscle. You get the opportunity to train every setback, you bounce back. And one exercise also that I did early on when I started investing in real estate was to what's the worst case scenario? What's the worst thing that could happen, and how can I approach it? How can I fix it so that those thoughts don't remain in my brain unaddressed? I would make sure I address those worst case scenario thoughts, so that I feel more empowered, more ready to address those situations as they come up. So I think affirmations, to summarize, are a good way to change the way I think, to influence my thoughts, which in turn influence everything in my personal ecosystem. So I want to be in charge of this. I want to have a say in the thoughts I have in my brain. And this is one of the benefits of daily meditation. Through meditation, you get to decide which thoughts you will engage in by practicing the coming back to the breath, if that's a meditation you decide to practice. So these are my thoughts and affirmations, and how affirmations can help alter the situation you find yourself in, and how empowering those thoughts can be, those affirmations can be. I hope you found some value in today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. And if you want to get more coaching, you feel free to approach me at Aurelien@themindfulinvestor.net. Thank you for tuning in, and see you next week.
This has been the Commercial Real Estate Podcast with your host, The Mindful Investor. Thank you for tuning in, and for more information, visit themindfulinvestor.net.